following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Businesses rely on the exchange of information between colleagues and clients every day. That's what it's all about. Most people send them as attachments, but as files have gotten bigger and security is more important than ever, I'd use ShareFile by Citrix. ShareFile ensures files of almost any size will go through successfully without any bounce backs. It keeps your files safe and secure and under your control. Using ShareFile is easy. You send files by just clicking the Send a File link and entering the email address. It's flexible. You can access your files from anywhere. I love this. Your laptop, your tablet, your smartphone. And it's built for professionals, you. Plus, their customer support team members are always available. That doesn't happen everywhere. You no longer need to wonder if a file is too big to send. ShareFile is the perfect solution for any business. I want you to try it with my special offer. Sign up today to ShareFile.com and receive a 30-day free trial. You go to ShareFile.com, click on the radio mic, enter my name, Colin. ShareFile.com, type in my name, Colin.
It's a special two-hour Doug and Daddy show live from the Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Doug and Mike took the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth east to catch up with Big Ten coaches and players about the upcoming football season. So let's go live to Chicago for the Doug and Daddy show.
And good morning, everyone, from Chicago and Big Ten Media Days, the Doug and Daddy Show, rolling along, getting things going, and they're already going here in Chicago. Doug Duda and Mike Will to get things going for the next couple hours plus, and all football talk the next couple of days. We'll space in the state tournament brackets for baseball, which get underway and have just been released this morning, so we'll touch on that. But Mike,
this is a madhouse. This is a madhouse. This is my first trip to Chicago, and tell you what, had a great time last night. You took me out in the city. Chicago is an amazing town, and this is an amazing event. I'll tell you what, there are people here from everywhere.
There's no doubt about it, and they're going to be, as we are going to tell you, Nebraska is to be coming in quickly, so we expect Rex Burkhead, Will Compton, Kyler Reed within the first hour of the program here today. Already we've learned some things today. Monty Ball is now Monte Ball.
Yeah, he's no longer Monty.
I wonder if that's just strictly for a Heisman push or what the story will be. But Wisconsin has been up there. Urban Meyer has already tried to kind of douse some of the flames out there that he's having any kind of a feud with Brett Bielema and that he's not being overly pursuitive of some of the kids on the Penn State campus. But we're going to be keeping busy here over the next couple of hours and tell you some of the things that we've already found out. And Paul Keels, why not start off the program with the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes?
Let's just goof it up right from the beginning. Huh?
and Paul was on with us earlier in the month when we previewed Ohio State and our 12 teams in 12 days. But the whole thing this year, of course, with Nebraska just being in for the second year, I sense it's a totally different feel this year, and maybe it's just because it's more organized in there for some of the media, but it's also so many storylines out there, and we haven't even had Coach O'Brien in to stir the Penn State pot. What's your feel this year of the grasp of things so far?
Well, if you think about it, last year was you guys were right deep in the middle of Nebraska being the newcomer and the darling of everything, but Ohio State was the school being talked about with all the off-the-field problems, and Luke Fickell had taken over as head coach. And it was, how is all of that going to be dealt with their suspensions and everything? Talking with some of the other media guys earlier, I don't know how you can begin to put your arms around the Penn State thing. It goes beyond football, just with the depth of the tragic incidents that occurred and all of that, and how they try and rebound and then even get to the football part. But I think this year, when you look at what's going on here, from a football standpoint and an expectation standpoint, you look in both divisions. You've got, Wisconsin. You've got, obviously, an Ohio State team that people, even though they're not eligible to win the division, but a team that people think could contend to be at the top of the division. And then on the other side, where you guys are, Michigan, Michigan State, and obviously Nebraska with experience coming back at quarterback with Rex Burkhead. And even though you lost some prime defensive players, you bring back a lot of experience on defense. So from a football standpoint, I think the excitement is it's kind of wide open. There's not a clear-cut favorite or two.
Well, what you take on all the Penn State sanctions and penalties and things like that?
Mike, it's the hard thing is for us to say whether it was deserved or not. And I know reading this morning that the option Penn State faced, if they didn't sign off on this, is potentially a four-year death penalty. Something needed to be done, but the sad part is, and that's leaving alone the victims of, you know, what happened with Coach Sandusky. These football players who had nothing to do with it, this new coaching staff that had nothing to do with what went on, with what was not done, you know, at the time that maybe something should have been done, they're the ones that are paying the price for it. I think everybody understands the university needed to answer for some of it, but you've got a lot of football players there who had nothing to do with this that, you know, can't go to a bowl game, that really are going to have kind of their image tarnished a little bit. But I think what's going to be interesting to see is how these players at Penn State this year handle it, how they come together, and, you know, how the fans handle it, how they continue to turn out and show their support. Because as you guys saw going there last year, it's a great environment, and they get great fan support.
Do you think the NCAA strong-armed Penn State now with that report coming out this morning? I kind of had the feeling when Penn State immediately signed off on it and you didn't hear about a bunch of lawyers and, mm-hmm. and challenging this, that there was more to the story, and then that came out this morning.
Possibly. But I think, you know, something needed to be done, and a strong message needed to be put out there, and kind of an example needed to be made of Penn State. But, yeah, I think you can say at some time it was a little too extreme. But then again, we're talking about such an emotional issue, you know, with these young victims. There's people that probably feel they shouldn't even be playing football ever again.
Yeah.
But you know, and you guys may agree, here's what makes it hard. I mean, obviously, Coach Paterno's not around anymore to defend himself. All of the key people are removed from the situation from Penn State. So any of the people that you can view as being culpable in all of this aren't around. So that's what makes it so tough.
I think we're trying to steer away from Penn State here at the Big Ten Media Days, but we still want to talk football. We absolutely want to talk football.
It's hard to steer away from sometimes. Yeah.
What about Ohio State this year?
Well, you know, Mike, I think people are kind of anxious to see what this team's going to look like, especially offensively. You know, for all the years under Coach Tressel and Coach Fickell, we saw an offense that was really low risk, play to the strength of the defense and special teams. But with Urban Meyer's background and some of what we saw in the spring, and you guys know you have to be careful of what you see in the spring, they want to try and be more wide open. The question is, do they have the right components to do it? Braxton Miller at times, and you guys saw it in Lincoln last year, at times can be an exciting quarterback, but he also showed his youth. He needs to become a more consistent passer. There needs to be the development of some consistent receiving threats. There's some depth at tailback. You guys saw Carlos Hyde, what he could do. Jordan Hall, when he's healthy, can be a real X factor. And there's a feeling that they can be strong on defense. So despite the fact that they can't contend for the championship, there is a feeling that this is a football team that can be a good one, and especially when you consider they don't leave Columbus for the whole state of the whole month of September.
Paul Keel's with us here for just another couple of minutes. You brought up Coach Fickell. How is that transition back to being an assistant going?
It's been fantastic, and I think, you know, Doug, people probably don't fully realize the great job that he did under the circumstances of last year. You know, there's a lot of people still refer to him as having been the interim coach. He was never an interim coach. They removed that. And he still is in the record books as having been a head coach. And Urban Meyer made it a point of emphasis that he wanted to talk to Luke Fickell about remaining on that staff. You know, Luke's an Ohio State Buckeye. He's a Columbus kid. He played there. He did a remarkable job under difficult circumstances. And now I think what you're going to see returning as the defensive coordinator with Everett Withers as a co-coordinator, a real combination of ideas from a whole new staff of putting things together, stability with Mike Vrabel still being there on the defensive coaching staff. Luke did a phenomenal job. And I think it was great that Urban Meyer was able to maintain some consistency with Stan Drayton, with Mike Vrabel, but most importantly with Luke Fickell in the university. One of the great things they did, they kept Luke Fickell at a head coach's salary for this year. This was the last year of his contract. They kept him at his head coach's salary for this year as a thank you for the job that he did.
Well, you saw Urban over here being bombarded by the press. What's it like having Urban on campus?
You know, he's, from what I understand, Mike, all of the off-season stuff and speaking appearances he's done, he's been phenomenal. There's every year in February, there's a Buckeye Cruise for Cancer that Chris Spielman is involved in with his late wife who passed away with breast cancer. Urban and his wife helicoptered in the middle of the cruise, unscheduled, from a trip to Hawaii to be able to help raise some money on that cruise. We've dealt with him a little bit from a media standpoint. And the thing that you notice, I don't know if you guys heard him when he was in there, when Urban Meyer answers a question, you can tell he's listening to the question because he really, you know, Jim Tressel, for as eloquent as he was, Jim Tressel was all mostly kind of canned and polished and didn't sometimes even matter what the question was. He was going to say what he was going to say. Urban keeps you on point as an interviewer because you know he's listening. And so you've got to be ready to interview him because he's going to really pay attention to what you're saying and be very much to the point about it. So it's been a very good relationship. And I think people are thrilled that this is an Ohio guy. A guy that's been at Ohio State before, and a guy that wanted to be at Ohio State.
There were a couple of pointed questions at Urban Meyer this morning. How do you think he handled that? First, about maybe a little tiff with Coach Bielema, but more importantly, about maybe being inquiring about Penn State or finding some kids that would want to come to a different program.
Well, the thing with Brett Bielema was kind of put to bed back shortly after the first of the year, and I know the two of them have conversed about it, but you can understand why that was brought up. I think the great thing about both Urban Meyer and Brett Bielema, they're guys that are going to tell you what they think. They're both competitors, but they both have a lot of respect for one another's programs. The Penn State situation, they both kind of shared common ground. Even though Urban didn't say it as pointedly as Brett did, Wisconsin made the decision they're not going to talk to Penn State players. And Ohio State has kind of said that themselves, that they're not going to go, without saying it specifically, they're not going to go there. But think about it from this standpoint, too, guys. Why would somebody from Penn State go to Ohio State when you're bowl ineligible this year anyway? So, I thought he was very good with how he dealt with all of that.
Well, Paul, thanks for coming over.
My
man.
Pleasure, guys.
It's
anytime.
A great way
always
to start
good to
off
see you.
Media days. Have a great week.
All right, you guys too.
We'll see you later.
All right.
Paul Keels, the voice of Ohio State, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. The Huskers are in the room. Folks are already getting excited about that. And Mike Will joining me, Doug Duda, on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you in part by our friends at Bruce Furniture. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, and also by our friends at Complete Nutrition. Huskers are ready to roll here, and our buddy Seamus McKnight's in town, and he's taking care of everything that's going on. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more, and including a chat with some of the Huskers right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 12, 18, or 24 months of special financing. The larger your project, the longer you have to pay it off. So whether it's a new deck, a new dishwasher, or a whole new kitchen, it just got a lot more doable. All because you got special financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 25th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time to move toward a different kind of communications company. We're CenturyLink, and we're committed to help with reliable technology, personal service, and 24/7 tech support for your home and 24/7 network reliability monitoring for your business. And we'll continue to free you from hassles with real choice and flexibility and a price lock guarantee. Focus on what matters to you and get the most from your technology. Find out more about our honest and fair communication solutions at CenturyLink.com. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
There are happy hours, and then there are HK happy hours. Hi, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I want to personally invite you to take advantage of the best happy hours around. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you get a buck off all long necks. Thursdays, it's $1.50 pints. Fridays, all drinks are half price from 3 to 6. And on Saturdays, tackle our $2.50 24-ounce big cans of beer. On Sundays, it's 11 buck 100-ounce towers and 12 buck buckets. And remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better direct-to-you VIP offers and monthly gift card drawings.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is online all the time with not only our local live Doug and Daddy Show and local games, but now the national ESPN shows like Mike and Mike, The Herd, and more. Just click on the Listen Live link at ESPNSuperstation.com. Take us along on your mobile phone as well. Just download the TuneIn Radio app and make us a favorite. Oh, yeah. We're on your radio, too. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with a high temperature around 94. There's also an isolated chance for a shower storm late with northwest winds 10 to 15. There's a spotty chance for a storm early tonight with a low at 64. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 82.
And welcome back to Big Ten Media Days, Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Mike Will with you. And as we kind of been promising all week long. We knew the Huskers were going to be in first. Huskers always seem to be last on the program on Thursday, but they say we're going to take the new attitude. We're going to be first. And Kyler Reed is up first with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Kyler, hey, thanks for the time. I guess you guys know football season is year-round, but now it really begins for the fans in earnest, and practice is right around the corner. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. How's your summer been outside of conditioning and all the football work?
It's been pretty good. I've taken a couple classes, working towards graduation. I've got to go home. I've gone fishing a few times in Nebraska.
Any luck there?
No, it's probably the worst year of summer, worst year of fishing I've had.
It's too hot.
It's been real hot, but I've had a good time. Been able to enjoy myself. It's summer's pretty free. Lifting early, conditioning early, and then class, and then you're usually off for the rest of the day. So I've really enjoyed the summer.
You got to give me a couple fishing spots. Is it right around Lincoln, or do you get out the state, or you get into Kansas, or?
This year I've stayed in Lincoln. I've gone out pretty west at Lincoln, but I haven't really traveled. But I had no luck this year.
We're going to have to bring you out to our area where the fish are just hopping in the boat, tell me.
Yeah, I had terrible luck this year. But maybe after this season, next spring, get out there again. I need to get a boat or a friend with a boat, because fishing off the shore wasn't really too good this year.
Anxious to get started back in football again?
Yeah. It's been a long time, ready to get back to practice, real ready to play. This is my last year. I'm real excited to play with, especially my senior brothers that I've been here for 4 years, going on five. I think we had a great summer, and, whenever you feel like you have a great summer, you're real ready. Even though practice is going to be rough, you're ready to get started. It feels like it's been too long.
Huskers' Kyler Reed with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Explain to the fans out there what you guys go through the summer, and you mentioned that the team feel is real good. How do you get a grasp of that?
Basically, we do a lot of running, a lot of lifting, film study as position groups. Can't work with the coaches, so, it's mostly senior-led as far as film study. We can work with our strength staff. Coach Dobson heads our strength staff. Great coach. We're out there all the time. What was the other question?
I was just, how do you know that the feel of the team is maybe better this year than it was last year, at least at this point, or 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
Well, we did this thing a couple weeks after spring ball. We had a group of retired military veterans come in, and they kind of put us through a bunch of drills, physical and mental drills, to kind of get us working, as good teammates. And the reason I said, we have a good feeling is I think you can tell when the team is starting to buy in to each other, to the coaches, and to, the message that's being put out by some of the seniors, and just kind of the main goal. I think you can see the team really buying in. You can tell as a player certain guys aren't bought in to what we want to do, to what the team wants to do. And I think this year, and I'm not saying last year wasn't or the years before, but I feel, and it could be just because it's my senior year, yeah. And I'm real excited to play with the guys that I've been here with for 4 years, but I think most of the team is real bought into the message Coach Bo wants, and being good teammates to each other, and being accountable to our actions and each other's actions.
Of course, they're coming up two-a-days for the Huskers. What are Bo Pelini two-a-days like?
They're not terrible.
Oh, come on, he's not around.
Yeah, I'll say they're not what I expected coming into college. I think, rules are a little bit more strict nowadays on how practice goes. It really depends. The last couple of years, we've been really lucky. Camp has been mid-80s. We've only had a few hot days. That's kind of what makes it real rough. Practice is going to be, challenging. It's going to be pretty hard, but when it gets real hot, that's when it gets rough. But we only have 4 or 6, whatever the rule is, 2 days. It's not, 2-3 weeks of it. So Coach Bo does a good job of understanding that, we need to have our legs, throughout the season. So they know when to pull back, and it's our job to trust them to know, to trust that they know when to pull back. And I think they do a good job of that. And, he's real, we're able to talk to Bo about how we're feeling. He really listens to us as players. and our opinions on the matter. So I wouldn't say it's terrible. It's a grind. It's a grind, but I think if you have a good mindset going in, then you're prepared for it and you can make the most of it.
Just a couple minutes left here with Nebraska tight end Kyler Reed. You're going to get this question all day. They're going to ask you about Taylor. They're going to ask you maybe about Rex, but talk about working with Taylor again going into his third season. Obviously, the drops last year kind of hurt his percentage. People are saying, you know, Taylor's improving. He's going to camps. What's the relationship? How much do you get to work together on different things in the off season, and how is that going?
During the summer, we do a lot of 7-on-7 drills, but like I said, without coaches. The big thing is in the off season is usually spring practice, where the coaches are able to be there with us. And I think, you know, we put a big emphasis on passing, on improving our passing game for our spring practices, and just being in the second year of a new offense, we're more familiar with the offense. We're more familiar with each other. I mean, as a receiver core, including tight ends, running backs, Taylor's had more time to, you know, get used to kind of our body language as we're running routes, so he can kind of, you know, better judge where we're going to be. And that just comes with time and practice and, you know, getting better chemistry with each other. But, yeah, Taylor's gone out. He's really looking to improve. I mean, I'm not a quarterback, but his drop back, his throwing motion. I know Joe Gans, a former player that helps out with the team. I know that he worked with him a lot in the winter, and whoever he's able to work with, not the coaches, like I said, but
cool.
He went to a couple of camps or something. I haven't really asked him about it, but you can tell that I think he's more confident. You know, we're confident in him, and I think the biggest thing, I think we made big strides in the spring, and that carried over to the summer, and just being more confident and getting more fluid with each other.
All right.
No spring game, did that matter?
Yeah. I think the spring game is real huge for younger guys. Being an older guy, I'd played in a few before, it's big for the fans and young guys. I was just happy to come out, you know, healthy and get ready for the summer. But, you know, it was kind of hard because by the time we found out it was canceled, we were all ready. We were dressed. We were about to go stretch and warm up, you know, kind of getting in that mindset. So it was a little different, but I've had my fun in spring, so.
Best hair, Kyler Reed, Kenny Bell, or somebody else on the team?
Cam Meredith has his long hair coming back, so I like that hair.
You look pretty sharp today, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got the, the curls going. Oh, yeah. I got to grow it, you know. This is my first time ever really growing it out, so it was new to me. But I think, you know, some of the fans like it. My dad really likes it, I think. I like it. You know, I got to grow it now before I got to get, you know, wear this type of attire every day.
Yeah, how is that wearing a suit and tie like this?
It's hotter than I expected. I look good. I feel good. So that's important.
Well, Kyler, hey, thanks for starting your day with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And hopefully everything goes smooth for you today. And we'll see you back in Lincoln.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks, Kyler. Kyler Reed. Shawnee, Kansas, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and ready to tear it up for the Big Red. Already on the Mackey Award watch list for the top tight ends in the country, and he is going to be a big part of the Big Red this year. Mike, great kid.
Yeah, the Huskers are starting to draw a lot of attention here. They're just now working their way into this first little media room. This place is absolutely amazing. They got the newspaper people set up in one area, and I'd say what? Couple hundred people in there,
at least, yeah.
And then the TV people are all doing another session in another room. There's five different stages set up in there, and they're making their way around here. We're set up just outside both the little areas here in the radio room, so we're seeing people come and go, and they're all over the place.
It is a fun time here. As we said, we'll continue on with the Huskers. Rex Burkhead is in the room. Will Compton, we expect maybe he's going to be joining us here in just a moment as well as they make their rounds through Media Day here. And the one thing, Mike, that you have to find out, and you're already seeing, the newspaper people have their room, the TV people have their room, but they're still out here interviewing the guys during in the radio
room. Yeah, this is the radio room, guys.
There's always a guy looking for one extra comment or one extra
quote that nobody else got. And we are too. So we're looking forward to having more from Media Days.
See what happens when Kyler gets up from our table right in front of us. He's being interviewed by three newspaper people and a TV station in our radio room just to the right of us.
They're all from Nebraska.
Yeah, all Nebraska people.
Yeah, it's just the way it is. And we're going to have more on Media Days here from Chicago on the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad you're along with us. And we'll touch on the baseball brackets that are out. We know when Hastings is playing. We know when Kearney is playing. Of course, Kearney, the host, is always going to play the last game of the night, Saturday. Mike, what about Hastings?
Hastings looks like a Saturday afternoon ball game against KB Building Services. We understand that's the team made up at Omaha West Side. They're going to play at Omaha Burke on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. So it'll be the second game of the session on Saturday, and we'll have the game on 1230 KHAS, beginning with the pregame show about 3:45. So we fly back from Chicago tomorrow, and then I'll stay in Omaha, and I'll have a state baseball coverage for you beginning on Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, Hastings against KB Building Services. First game of the day has Pinnacle Bank out of Lincoln taking on Millard Sock. That'll go at 10 o'clock in Omaha. You got to PI Midwest. I think that's the Omaha Creighton prep team. They're going to play until 1 o'clock against the Area 6 runner-up, which was South Sioux City. They played two games against Grand Island last night, and South Sioux ended up losing. So they'll play a PI Midwest at 1 o'clock. And then the last ball game at 7 o'clock has DJs against the T-Hurt Construction. Those are the ball games at Omaha Burke. Again, the other side is going to be in is going to be in Kearney, and Kearney will host the other side of the Class A state tournament.
Well, we'll talk more about that here in just a moment, but first I want to let everybody know that Big Ten Media Day is brought to you by Complete Nutrition, the nation's fastest-growing franchise in the retail supplement segment, and they have announced the launch of CT360, a complete toning system for both male and female weight loss customers that offers a comprehensive and customizable solution. With CT360, Complete Nutrition consultants create a personalized plan for customers by interchanging three different levels of fat burners: clinical, advanced, and maximum strength, as well as the CT360 tone and night formula. Whether it's a first-time weight loss customer or a more experienced user, CTS360 can provide the right combination of products for dramatic weight loss results. Only at your Grand Island and Kearney Complete Nutrition stores. We expect to be joined by Greg Sharp coming up at the bottom of the hour here in just a couple of minutes. He's actually talking to Bo somewhere right now. Charles Davis has come into the room. Aaron Andrews has come into the room. And
I missed her.
I'm going to try. I think maybe we can get a minute with Charles Davis as well. We're going to try and do that. Let's take a break. Will Compton is going to join us right around the corner as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, Golic here. Make the most of your summer with great savings from Lowe's. Check out our most popular base ceramic tile now for just 57 cents per square foot. Then get outside and wrangle those weeds with 1.33-gallon bottles of Roundup Pullin' Spray and Home Defense Max Insect Killer, each just $9.88. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through July 30th. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-226-8184. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with a BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-226-8184.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with a high temperature around 94. There's also an isolated chance for a shower storm late with northwest winds 10 to 15. There's a spotty chance for a storm early tonight with a low at 64. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 82.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth takes us to the McCormick Place Regency in Chicago. Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac, your number one volume Chevy dealer in Central Nebraska, and the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram location, the number one volume size A dealer in the Midwest. Whether it's a new or pre-owned vehicle, Midway can take care of you, and of course, Mopar Quick Lube. Maybe you don't even need a new vehicle. You just need to get yours fixed up and ready to go in and out in less than 30 minutes with no appointment necessary at the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Doug Duda, along with Mike Will, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And Rex Burkhead has sat down to chat with us here. And Rex, welcome back to the program. Great to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, not a lot of two-timers make it back here. So you've been through this. Media day. What did you tell Kyler, who we spoke to, and we're going to talk to Will, what did you tell them to expect during this mayhem today?
Yeah, you know, kind of expect the same questions over and over again. You know, make sure you get a one answer you can stick to constantly, I guess, but at the same time, have fun with it. You know, it is a great experience, you know, being able to get out, go to the city of Chicago, and kind of get a preview and taste it for the upcoming season. You know, it is a neat experience being here with other players from the conference and coaches as well. So really just enjoying it.
So this is not the worst day of your football career coming to it with all the media hawks out here. It's not your worst day?
Oh, no, absolutely not. This is a fun experience. You know, just like I said, being around here, being around, I guess, you know, the Big Ten, you know, coaches and players and stuff, it's a wonderful experience.
Can you believe that it's here, your senior season? I mean, you were one of the first guys. I kind of put it about 5-6 years ago when the recruiting sites and circles got really psychotic, and Nebraska fans were really excited to see if they could land Rex Burkhead. You come to Nebraska, obviously your career to this point has been outstanding, but is there a different feel now that it's going into a senior season?
Yeah, you know, I guess there are those expectations and stuff. You know, going into your senior year, you kind of want to go out with a bang, but at the same time, you can't, you know, add that pressure on yourself. You know, just go out, have fun, enjoy it, enjoy your college experience, enjoy, you know, being with your teammates in this last year. And, you know, no need to add that pressure upon yourself because, you know, that's probably going to give you results you don't want. And so just staying focused and having fun with it is, you know, my main goal.
A lot of people have been talking about the Husker offense and how it's improved within the last year or so. What's your take on the Husker offense? Have we made big strides there?
Oh, we have. Absolutely. I think a year under experience with, you know, Coach Beck and his system, you know, has definitely helped us out. You can tell Taylor and, you know, our receivers and, you know, pretty much our whole offense is a lot more comfortable. You don't see guys, you know, wondering where to line up or what play is being called. You see them line up quickly and, you know, playing fast. And that's what you get, you know, with your year under, you know, under experience with the, you know, offensive system. And, you know, that's going to help us out this year.
Rex, you've been receiving many preseason awards, which obviously are deserving. But the story with the young kid who I got all the story here and I forgot to write his name down, but you pick up the Rare Disease Champion Award. You've been getting a lot of play for that. The bracelets are out. How's that coming along? How's he doing? Talk about that experience a little bit.
Oh, it's been great working with Jack and his, you know, his family, just getting to know them. It's been awesome. He's been an inspiration to me, just knowing what he's going through. You know, this doesn't compare to anything that I've ever gone through or am going through. You know, as far as workouts go, if I get tired or something, or, you know, complain about doing schoolwork, you know, kind of it's an inspiration to me just to, you know, keep going along. You know, he's fighting a battle And, you know, he's going through chemotherapy right now. And, you know, he's getting treated, you know, every week. And it's been good. We've actually started up an organization with the football team called Uplifting Athletes. And we're focusing on a rare disease that is pediatric brain cancer that Jack has and, you know, other kids throughout the United States. And we're going to have, you know, events throughout the year raising awareness and, you know, raising money, you know, for that certain disease and, you know, bringing attention to it and the treatments that come along with it.
There's always people that want to talk to you, whether you're going out to eat, whether you're after practice, whether you're here at media days, and then you come across a special individual like this. When did you first go, wait a minute, this is a little bit different than everybody else that wants part of my time?
Oh, yeah, it's very humbling. You know, just, you know, he came in one day, we had lunch and toured around the stadium, and we connected from right there. You know, I never kind of had one-on-one attention like that, you know, with the cancer patient or someone that had an illness like that. So it was special. You know, we continued that bond, you know, we continued to talk. We saw each other at the bowl game. You know, they made it down to the bowl game last year, so. It's been an unbelievable experience, and you know, we feel like, you know, our families are connected through it.
So there's no problem putting that aside and then putting your football mind on and going out there and be the big bruiser that we want you to be?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it even helps out. Oh, what's up, Will Compton? But I mean, he's been an inspiration out on the football field too. You know, we have these bracelets, the Team Jack bracelets, that I know Will and a bunch of other guys on the team, you know, wear as well, and use it as a source of, you know, motivation whenever we're in practice or in a game.
Last minute here with Nebraska running back Rex Burkhead. How do you get better? Everybody wants to get better. Everybody wants to take it to the next level, hopefully. But how do you get better?
Yeah, just focusing on the little things. You know, being able to recognize, you know, what the defense is going to do before the play starts, and being able to recognize, you know, if I'm in this position or that position, what to do next. You know, that's a big thing that comes through watching film, just preparing myself mentally as well to, you know, expect what's going to happen on the field.
Compton's coming in next, so we'll give you the first shot here. What do you say? Bo Pelini comes in, it's defense, it's defense, it's defense.
Right.
All of us media type are saying that this year it's offense, 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 and the defense got to pick things up. What do you think?
Well, I mean, well, I guess we'll see once we put on the pads here next week and we can start getting going against each other. But, you know, I think we have a lot of potential, you know, offensively and defensively. We just got to stay focused and, you know, come out every day and make sure we're taking care of our job.
Bo, looking for a place to take you guys out to eat tonight?
He is. He's asking
I'll tell
us,
you what,
but I don't know.
Give him a little hint. We went down to Ditka's place last night. Downtown, Mike Ditka's place.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, excellent.
22-ounce
T-bone steak.
All right, we're going there.
Yeah, Compton's already. He says he'll take two. He'll order two of those babies.
Has he ever stuck you? Has he ever hit you a good one in practice?
Tried to.
Yeah, he's got me.
Rex, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you in Lincoln, man.
Thank you.
Rex Burkhead joining us. He's going to give the headsets over to Will Compton. Going to join us here on ESPN Radio from Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago, brought to you in part by BK, two locations in Kearney, also Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. And Will Compton, you ever stuck Rex Burkhead pretty good? Welcome to the show, man.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You ever got Burkhead pretty good in practice, intentionally or unintentionally?
Oh, we try to take care of our star players, and I'll go ahead and give them that title. But, yeah, I've probably got them a couple times. But, yeah, we're always trying to protect each other and staying up on our feet, not taking them down to the ground unless it's scrimmage. But this past year, we haven't really scrimmaged against each other. He's been held out of scrimmages and things like that.
Of course, linebacker for the Huskers. I want to talk to him about Ross Ells.
Yeah,
talk to him about Ross Ells. Ross is a good buddy of ours from Hastings. He coached at Hastings College. What's he like as a linebacker's coach? Naturally, he's your position coach.
Oh, boring, no enthusiasm. He's got a long way to go. I'm just kidding. All jokes aside, I love being around him. I love going in his room. He's got so much knowledge for the game. He's definitely the right man to be in that position. I have nothing but respect for him, and he teaches us very well. He's taught me a lot over this past year, and I know the culture he brings into our room and stuff, it's just it's second to none. And I mean, he's just he's just a great person to be around. He really is, and he's just got so much knowledge, and he's all about his players, and he's all about sacrifice and the concept of we and not I at all. And I really appreciate it with him.
We're chatting with Will Compton here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. There seems to be somebody new in the coaching ranks ever since Coach Bellini came in. Coach Papuchis moves up to D coordinator. Coach Carl Pelini moves on. How much difference is there in spring ball? Is there a lot of terminology change, or is everything smooth so far?
Smooth. There's no terminology changes. Same defense, different face, different coordinator, different approach, different style. And I think it fits us well, and I'm excited for Coach JP, and I think we're going to do good things under him this year.
With Bo back more on the defensive side this spring than maybe he was last fall or last spring?
No, he's been consistent throughout these past few years when he's kind of – at first he was real defense-oriented the first year or two I was there, and then these last couple of years he's kind of both sides of the ball. He's been really in a – in our years teaching techniques and getting out there being more hands-on, and it's been a different approach and different style this past offseason.
You feel there's a lot of pressure on the defense this year to maybe step it up and do the thing, kind of carry the team? Or
yeah we want that pressure. It's not really, we don't really look at it as pressure, all we have to get this done. It's just we want it to be like that. We want it to be they score, and then we know we're gonna end up winning this game. We just want them to put points on the board, and then we'll get it done. And I'm very confident and very optimistic with what we're gonna bring on defense this year, and I think we're gonna do well.
Will Compton with us on the Doug and Daddy Show for another minute here. A lot of people are saying, look out for Zaire Anderson. You got Sean coming back healthy, I hope. What about the rest of your linebacking core?
We got a great group of guys. Like I said, we got a great room. All that starts with Coach Ells, and he really has a great foundation and great culture in there, a great environment. Z, he's a great athlete. We'll see if he pushes for playing time. We'll have to get the pads on to see more, but he's got great athletic talent and ability, and we'll just have to see how much he grasps mentally. But athletic-wise, he's fast, he's quick, he's got great cover skills. We'll just have to see him once we get the pads on. Sean, yeah, he's healthy. He's ready to go. Alonzo Whaley, we got a bunch of guys, and we're just trying to get everybody. We're trying to get a strong two deep, and I think we'll get that accomplished.
Well, where's this defense got to take their biggest step to be a much better defense this year?
Play as a unit. Last year we had all the talent, but not enough. I guess you could say experience. Lost focus a lot. Kind of just had mental errors out there on the field. There's a lot of talent, but just couldn't put it together. I mean, there's flashes. There's a couple games where we really showed our black shirt color, and then we were just inconsistent last year. And I think the big thing this year is we're gonna play very sound football, and as a unit, and after spring ball and the summer and the winter and the learning that's been going on and the hands-on stuff the players have taken over leadership-wise and what we've gotten done in the film room amongst ourselves as players, it's gonna show. And I think we'll be a lot more consistent this year. But that's probably the big thing that we got to get done to be better than last year.
Well, obviously, some of that talent has moved on, and we've talked about it on the show. We've talked about it with Coach Ells. We've talked about it with some of the media guys around here. When you lose a guy, the talent of our good buddy Lance Thorell, it's hard to replace him.
Yeah, Lance, he brought it every day. He was a very sharp individual. He will be strongly missed.
Everybody thinks we're going to throw out Levante David. How much did you learn from him? Outside the program, we don't know who's best buddies. We don't know who got along. They put all that stuff on the blogs and all that. But from an X and O standpoint, how about the guys that have moved on that went in the NFL draft? What did you learn from those guys?
With Levante, it's just the daily approach of things. And Levante was always the same person every day, day in and day out. we hung a lot off the field, and I mean, there's not enough to say about the guy. He's a great player, a great teammate, a great friend, and I wish him well at the next level. I know he's gonna have nothing but success there. And as far as the other guys, I mean, we lost some talented guys, but for some reason we couldn't get it all on the same page last year. I think we will do so this year. But those guys that went on, they're irreplaceable. But you don't look at replacing them. You just look at reloading and getting the guys in there to get it done and be able to do it as a unit.
You guys are tweeting a lot here from Media Days?
Oh, man.
Boats probably got it.
I'd like to.
is that permanent or is that a day-to-day thing?
I think
he
it's
might
a day-to-day
tell you.
Thing, yeah. I think he was saying it's going to be a day-to-day thing and until further notice.
what game on the schedule are you absolutely looking forward to playing this
Southern
year?
Southern Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Southern Mississippi. There's a few on the schedule that I can't wait to step across the line of scrimmage and go against them, but Southern Mississippi, that's first and foremost.
Well, we didn't ask Kyler and we didn't ask Rex, but everybody, this will probably come up to you guys later today. With all that's happened at Penn State, can you take us back to the weekend, the 2 days that you guys were at State College and maybe if that changed you in any way? Just the atmosphere, the togetherness, not the actual incident, but
being
a part of that.
Yeah, because it was just kind of indifferent at first going there. But when you hit the field and you had that prayer and the guys are just mixed in with each other, grabbing hands, grabbing arms, I mean, it was unbelievable. It was a crazy feeling that I can't really describe or explain. But it was something that you'll remember forever. And that was a very very historic moment that took place.
Does anybody stay in touch with any of the Penn State players? Was there any special friendships or bonds made out of that? And maybe there wasn't, but...
Out of that moment, I don't believe so. I think there's a lot of respect for both teams within that moment. There's guys on the team who have good friends and good friendships at Penn State that obviously further and that are continuing. But yeah, I mean, it was a very cool experience.
Well, Will, we'll let you move on to the next stop. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy show here on ESPN. We'll see you in Lincoln. That's Will Compton. He is the leader of our Nebraska defense, and we are with you here on the Doug and Daddy show. As you just heard the huge commotion in the background, it must be break time for the coaches in the big media room here. And folks moving around from spot to spot. Matt Davison is here. Greg Sharp has popped out. We're going to get a chance to chat with him here in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Big Ten Media Days, brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture, the Serta Mattress Company, manufactured beds for a 5-star luxury resort motel. They had a production overrun of 27 queens and 16 kings, and Bruce Furniture has purchased these top quality mattresses and will sell them this Friday and Saturday at half price. Price. Queen sets normally sell at $1,240. Your price, $620. King sets, $900. Free delivery. Bruce Furniture. It's going on as part of their Big Ten mattress special Friday and Saturday. Stop by Bruce Furniture, Kearney, also in Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Big Ten Media Days. Glad to have you along with us here on ESPN Radio. And we will be talking with Greg Sharp here in just a second. He is coming over to slap on the headsets. It's our Nebraska-only type of first hour. We appreciate Paul Keels, the voice of Ohio State, joining us to start the show and to kind of put a bow on the first hour of this Doug and Daddy
no
show.
No pun intended.
It's Greg Sharp. You just talked to Bo.
I did, yeah.
You just talked to Bo. Did you learn anything?
He's really optimistic about the upcoming year. I don't think there's really a lot of breaking news, and that, you know, that's kind of odd at this time of year. You get
that's
to this
okay
kind of
sometimes,
right? Exactly. And in fact, that's kind of the theme I think here, Doug, for the whole week, is that Nebraska's kind of under the radar in a lot of ways. There's not some big scandalous story going on. There's not some big, is Bubba Starling coming to be the quarterback? There's none of that right now, and I think that's a good thing. I think that's going to really let this team focus and get locked in when they report on August the 3rd.
Bo really enjoy a day like this. No. He can be honest with
no.
us.
I don't know that many coaches do. You know, I think that they know this is part of it, but they get the redundant questions time after time, but they also realize it's part of, you know, being the head of a major thing like a program of the ilk of these that are here. But I don't know that any coach, maybe Mac Brown did. And he kind of seemed like he'd always get fired up for it, but I don't think most of these guys do.
We're talking with Greg Sharp, voice of the Huskers. We get a chance to talk from time to time. What is your feel of this football team? I mean, it's finally time to hit the practice field next week. We talked with the guys here. Offense looks like it should be great. Many people believe the defense has to catch up a little bit. Will Compton says there's a lot of good guys coming back there. what are you looking at right now?
I'm optimistic. I really think, and I agree with those assessments. I think offensively we have a chance to be really good. I mean, really good with our skill people, with guys like Rex Burkhead and obviously Tater back for his third year and still a year to go. And I think Tater's taken some steps in the spring and summer to make himself a better quarterback. I liked what I saw from Tater in the spring. I think he really kind of grabbed control of this team, and he acted like, this is my team now, and that's a good sign and a good step for him. Defensively, we've got to answer some questions, but I think the head coach is maybe more invested again back on the defensive side of the ball than maybe he was a year ago, where he was really trying to help Tim Beck get himself into that first year as being offensive coordinator. He's got one of the best defensive minds in the country in Bo Pelini. You need him to be kind of locked in on that side of the ball, and I think you're going to see drastic improvement on defense.
Talk about the improvement with Taylor. We didn't get to have a spring game this year, so we didn't get to see it. You probably saw it in practice. Has he taken a big step?
Well, you know, everybody wants to know what are his mechanics like. Well, I don't know that we'll get a true picture of that until the game starts. And then sometimes you revert back to what you're doing. I look for more of the things is he grabbing control? Does he look like he's in command out there? How's he managing things? And I think he's taken steps in all of those areas from where he was a year ago. I thought Taylor actually played, you take maybe the Wisconsin game out, I thought Taylor played really well most of last year. 56% completion percentage. And you think back, and Husker fans can do this pretty easily, all the drops we had a year ago. You take some of those out there, and he's 60, 62%. Yep. Which is really good with what he can do with his legs. So I think he's set up to have a phenomenal junior year coming up.
What about the wide receiver position? I have the feeling that Nebraska is thinking about doing some of the New England Patriots things with multiple tight ends. What about these wide receivers and how they will fill in?
Well, it starts with two tight ends that are as good as anybody in the country. And Kyler Reed, who's sitting just a couple of feet away from us right now, and Ben Cotton. I wouldn't trade those two guys for anybody in the country. I love our wide receivers. Kenny Bell's got that blazing speed. Jamal Turner's got that elusiveness, and I think he's got a better grasp of the playbook than he did a year ago. Quincy Anunwa might be my favorite guy in that group. I think he blocks like a maniac. He's got good hands. He's not afraid to go over the middle. Marlowe's got some good speed. They can use him in some reverse motion type things. So I think we've got some really strong wide receivers. Mix in our tight ends, and I think we've got a great chance to really hurt some people out on the edge this year.
Second year really under the offensive system. Will we see some different things out of Nebraska this year?
I don't know that we'll see a lot of different things, but I think you're going to see things executed better. And you know, last year, there was so many new things, new conference, getting ready for new teams, then the new offense. That really made it – I think that was really hard on the guys to get the grasp of that. But there's so much more of a comfort now, knowing who we're playing, knowing that we've been on the field with these teams before, knowing our offense better. I think all that adds up to more success coming up this fall.
Greg Sharp with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kind of a two-part question. Which two games give you the most concern, non-conference-wise and conference-wise?
Well, when you said two games are concerned, and I've said this all summer long, I think the two biggest games on Nebraska's schedule are both in September, at UCLA and Wisconsin at home. People say, well, that Michigan game later. Well, that Michigan game later may not mean much if you don't take care of business early. Going on the road early to play a Pac-10 team, Pac-12 team, I made a mistake there, who has a lot of talent, new coach, what will that be like? That's a huge game. And then obviously the conference opener is giant with Wisconsin. Southern Miss is, don't sleep on those guys either. They won, 11 games a year ago now. I know they have a new coach and some new players, but they're used to winning. So right out of the gate, those first 2 weeks are going to be challenges. And that conference opener with Wisconsin is giant. Because right after that, you go to Ohio State. So you've got to hold serve at home and beat the Badgers. Michigan could be off the charts big if we take care of business early. But if we don't, it'll just be another game.
You and I kind of talked about that UCLA game last week when I was on with you. That just has a funny feeling for me, that
sure
UCLA game.
I mean, they're talented. They're really talented. They just didn't have it all put together in the past with Neuheisel, but and maybe more won't happen by week two. But on the road, first time your team goes out on the road, that's going to be their first home game. They open at Rice. So that's a giant game in my eyes.
Any other storyline that you're following when practice opens?
Yeah, I'm really anxious to see how that front seven on defense kind of comes together. That defensive line, a lot of those guys didn't participate in spring with injuries. Rome and Randall weren't in there. We've got some new players, some true freshmen, I think are going to have a chance to get in the mix of the defensive line. And that linebacking core has got to get some things figured out and locked in. Can Zaire Anderson get on campus and win a starting spot right away? Can any of those young freshman linebackers jump into two deep? That's going to be my focus those first couple weeks. How's that front seven come together?
Well, Greg, we'll let you get on to the next spot. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, man.
Great. Always great to be here.
Kinda how was your time in Bertrand?
Had a great time in Bertrand.
You made a guest appearance in Bertrand.
Daddy brought me out to his alma mater and showed me off. Had a great time. Some great Husker fans out in that area. We had a lot of fun that night.
Well, you guys have been busy. Just had the road show a couple of weeks ago. And so you're popping all over the place.
Yeah.
Everybody optimistic, as always?
Yeah. You know, people are really excited about it. You get to some little towns like Superior and stuff, they just kind of go crazy when they get to see Matt Davison walk into a pub. I mean, they just think that's the best thing in the world. So that's where it all comes from.
You keeping Matt in around? I'm sure he was.
He's roaming around here somewhere.
He's shaking hands, signing posters.
Kissing babies.
Yeah, kissing babies.
I think he's going to be a politician before his life is over yet.
Greg, thanks, man.
Good to see you, boys.
Greg Sharp, voice of the Huskers. And, of course, you can hear the Huskers on the Breeze, 94.5, the entire pregame, the entire game, the entire postgame, all season long. 94.5. Doug Duda, Mike Will. We are at Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago. Michael, 1 hour almost in the books and almost totally Huskers, but your thoughts?
That's like the fastest hour in radio right there. I'll tell you what, you mentioned when we flew out here, what kind of, you were trying to paint the picture for me, how this whole thing kind of worked, and you were dead on. Absolutely unbelievable. By the way, all the Huskers, they're going to, they go in front of the national media, so to speak, at 1 o'clock this afternoon in front of all the TV guys. They've already been through the newspaper guys, I think, haven't they?
You check it out, folks. They're on BTN.com, there's a way that you can watch some of the streaming out there as well. And we'll have more connections to that here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We need to take a break here. And the Doug and Daddy Show coming your way from Chicago, brought to you in part by Complete Nutrition. Right after this, we'll return.
You know, Greeny, those La Quinta people are geniuses.
How so, Mensa man?
They've got this new instant hold mobile feature that lets you hold a room at the last minute with just one finger and your phone number.
That is really smart.
It's a whole new ballgame, and all you have to do is punch in your phone number using your smartphone.
No credit card number?
Nope.
No mother's maiden name?
No.
No your pet's first name?
No.
No surfing squirrels?
No. Wait, what?
I was just making sure you were paying attention.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Doug and Daddy Show back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Chicago, where Big Ten Media Days is going on, and plenty of folks roaming the halls, picking some things up here. And Doug Duda along with Mike Will, right to the left there, Michael. Michael is out picking us up some interviewers and interviewees, and we'll have a chance to chat with some folks here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, as it's always a little hectic. But we want to remind you folks, the Kearney Little Leaguers are heading out to the Midwest Regional next week, and they've got some events that are going on. Tomorrow they will have their hot dog stand, which they do. I mean, the kids and the parents are out there busting their buns to try and get some folks to join us and get out there and get some work done. To raise money to pay for their trip. And they will be at the Apple Market with their hot dog stand tomorrow from 11 to 1. Friday, 11 to 1, hot dog stand at Apple Market. Stop by, have a little lunch, make a donation if you would like to. And then Friday night, for the kids that are going to Craves, they've got discount cards that you will acquire, save you a buck, and that will go towards the Little Leaguers. Then on Saturday, they have a car wash at Builders in Kearney from 11 to 2. So again, hot dogs tomorrow from 11 to 1, and the car wash Saturday at Builders from 11 to 2. And during all these stops, there's an Ndamukong Suh autographed jersey that they are raffling off, and they will have tickets for you to take care of there. And that is going on this weekend as they prepare to take off next week for Indianapolis and the Midwest region, and hopefully getting to Williamsport and the Little League World Series. Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we continue bringing folks in and talking to folks here as it's transition time here at Big Ten Media Days. Sportscast is coming up. Let's go ahead and get that baby played, and we'll be back with more from Chicago right after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
You can't see me, but I'm wearing a 10-gallon hat and holding a 5-gallon bucket. Just hurry into any Napa Auto Parts store and get a free Napa 5-gallon wash bucket with a $25 purchase. Use it for washing old Betsy or even as a tool chest. I mean, tool bucket. 5 gallons hold so much and cost so little. Like nothing, because it's free. Who needs a bucket of chicken when you can just have a bucket?
Offer expires 6/30/12. See participating Napa Auto Parts store for details.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold.
How we doing, Jeff?
I'm
Back to Chicago and Big Ten Media Days here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you in part by our friends at Complete Nutrition in Kearney and Grand Island. We're going to get a chance to talk with Michigan State coach Mark D'Antoni here in just a moment, but hey, Charles Davis joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Great to have you back. How's it going, man?
It's going great. Great to be back with you guys.
Well,
I can't. What Yogi says, deja vu all over again.
Well, we're trying. We are trying. What have you learned this morning? Anything?
I've learned that there's, you know, unfortunately, we're not asking enough football questions. You know, I feel bad for the programs because of what's happened with Penn State. You know, that's where the focus is going to be. We knew that going in. There's no getting around it. People would be remiss if they didn't ask the questions. But I feel bad for the kids that are here. I feel bad for the rest of the coaches in the league. You're not really talking about your teams. You're not talking about the optimism you have going to season. You're not talking about if you plug the hole you had at outside linebacker. You're talking about Penn State. You're talking about recruiting. Is it okay to be on campus and recruit their Penn State kids? You know, Bill O'Brien is never going to talk about what they're going to do this season. In a lot of ways, he doesn't know yet.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed they don't have media guides here, which is smart because they don't know what their roster is.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's just unfortunate that hit, but that's life, that's reality. I mean, last year the big buzz was Nebraska coming into the conference and the optimism. It felt a different air here than we have this year.
But we've talked already on the show how Nebraska is flying under the radar of, I guess, competitive football teams. A lot of teams are probably flying under the radar, but teams that you would think would have a chance to play in Indianapolis, they are going to be flying under the radar. What's your sense of the Big Ten Conference as it stands today nationally?
I mean, I think the same teams that we would ordinarily expect to talk about. We know we can't talk about Ohio State in that way because they can't go to a bowl and they can't win the Big Ten. We know Penn State is out of the mix in terms of that. But if you sit there and analyze it, Wisconsin is still Wisconsin.
Yeah.
All right. Nebraska is still a big factor in this thing. Michigan State. See, so we're not at a stage where we're sitting there saying nationally, they've got nothing to talk about. They've got plenty to talk about. Look, if you look at it this way, Wisconsin was two Hail Marys away last year from playing for a national championship. If you look at it another way, Michigan State should have been in a BCS bowl because they beat Michigan head to head for the fourth straight year. They might add.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's almost one of those things, playing in the Big Ten championship game and losing it for Michigan State cost them a BCS bid. If they don't play in a Big Ten championship game, they might very well get a BCS bid. That doesn't seem right.
So what do you think about the whole new playoff format and how it may play out in the strange circumstance we have? Is just a step in the right direction?
Man, toe in the water, you know? And I don't mean it with any disrespect. I understand what they're trying to do, trying to support the Bulls. I was a Bull kid, and that worked out pretty well for me. But I think if we're really trying to determine a national champion, four is not going to get it done. I think four, we're going to have major fights and scrambles about who didn't get in and all that anyway. I thought, you know, you start at 8 and eventually get to 16, but in doing so, I would have to cut the regular season down because I'm one of those guys that wants to end it around January 1. I'd love a January 1 denouement. Done. Finish. That's the way college football should go. I don't want these kids playing 15, 16 games.
Total agreement. See, they're going to give us crap again because we brought people in that are on my side of the argument.
Who knew? We did not talk about this before.
Nationally, Charles, the program that you really like this year, or is there, and maybe somebody
there's
that's...
Multiples. There's multiples. This is the usual. I mean, if we just go, let's go west, work our way back east, USC, Oregon. To me, either one of them can be that bell cow out there, and they're likely to play twice.
Yeah.
Because they play opposite divisions in the Pac-12. They will play in the regular season in November. Then they'll probably, you know, there's a good chance they'll have to play again in a Pac-12 championship game. So one of them could come out of there. If you're talking about coming out of the SEC, you know, you're talking about LSU, Alabama on that side. Arkansas has huge designs on it, but again, they're in the same division. You could have made a case last year at the end of the year that Arkansas was the third best team in the country.
Yeah.
I know that Oklahoma State saying, oh, I can hear it goes, you got to be kidding me, but hold on a second. They lost to number one, number two. That's it. Okay? They went to the Cotton Bowl and throttled a pretty good Kansas State team out of the Big 12. So don't tell me that they weren't pretty darn good because they were.
Yeah.
The new coach, the whole thing, their offseason's behind them, but most of their weapons are back and they get Nile Davis back. So can Arkansas be that? Coming out of the East has kind of become the Big 12 North. Used to be the dominant side. Now it's flipped. Because you remember when the Big 12 started, it was the north side of Kansas State, Nebraska. They were waging war, and Oklahoma and Texas were down. Once the South got on their feet, it seemed like the cycle went a little bit haywire. You know, the Big East, I had a radio station call me and talk about, hey, look, so about the Big East and the national scale. And I said, I have nothing to talk about with you.
Nothing there.
I said they're not a relevant team in terms. They don't have a single relevant team yet. Louisville appears to be that team. I never count out Cincinnati because I think Butch Jones is one of the most underrated coaches in the country, and I think that he does a terrific job. But other than that, I said your best team's in the Big 12 now. It's West Virginia. And in the Big 12 with West Virginia and TCU, both of them can wreak havoc in year one. They can pull what Houston pulled when they went to the Southwest Conference, win it in the first year.
That would be.
They can.
That would be exciting.
It would be really exciting. But, you know, in the Big 12, you still got Oklahoma. You still got Oklahoma State. Texas, if they get a quarterback, their defense may be the best one coming back in the conference.
K-State was picked sixth, and they played in the Cotton Bowl.
They played in the Cotton Bowl last year, and people are wondering, can Bill Snyder work that magic? Part of it is you look at Kansas State, and they won their season opener last year against Eastern Kentucky 10-7. And it's hard to get past that, but every week they found ways to win. That's Kansas State. And Colin Klein is one of the best kids you're going to meet ever. Okay, if you get the opportunity, I love that man, all right? 1,000-yard runner, not a great thrower unless the game's on the line or they need one, and then he threads it in and looks like Unitas. It's unbelievable. I mean, he'll end of the game, he'll be 6-for-19 throwing the ball, and they'll beat you. I had Kansas State, Texas last year at Texas. Texas gave up 126 yards of total offense for the game to Kansas State. Kansas State walked out winning the game.
Give us your top five teams right now. Come on.
USC, LSU, Alabama, Oregon.
Nebraska?
Yeah.
Nebraska?
Nebraska. Number five. We'll know more about them after they go to UCLA. And that's a game that I'm going to be fortunate enough to broadcast.
Oh, that's good because we just talked to Greg Sharp about that. We think that could be.
That's a big game.
Yeah, it is.
That's a big game because UCLA, brand new coach, they will have played the week before, but that's the first national stage game. They will come out frothing at the mouth. Jim Moore will have that team ready to play, and they will be physical and maniacal and wide-eyed and the whole thing for that one. It'll be similar to what Tennessee faced going to UCLA a number of years ago when Coach Philip Fulmer was there, and that wasn't an easy deal. So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But, you know, Nebraska, they're used to playing big games. This isn't going to be unusual for them. And the Red Wave will go there,
yeah.
And UCLA people will sell them their tickets.
Charles, thanks for the time, man. Always appreciate it on the Doug and Daddy
Show. Great to see you guys, okay?
You can catch him everywhere, television, NFL, Fox. He's there taking care of business. Charles Davis joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us here on in Chicago. And a lot going on, Mike, a lot going on.
Yes, indeed. And once again, the Husker faithful is going to be in front of the TV media coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We've talked to each and one of those guys. Bo Pelini is nowhere to be found around our neck, but it was. I was waiting in line trying to get to Monte Ball, the running back from Wisconsin.
Trophy finalist.
Yeah, chances of us securing that. I'll tell you what, he is being interviewed. There's such a long list of people that are wanting to talk to him today after they've already seen him in the newspaper room and the TV room today. There's still a long list of people that want to talk to him. So,
well, he is obviously one of the key figures here at Big Ten Media Days. And we're going to get a chance to talk a little Michigan State football. Even though we're from Nebraska, Coach D'Antonio will give us a couple of minutes here, maybe.
Absolutely, guys.
On the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda along with Mike Will. Coach, thanks for giving us some time. We appreciate it.
No problem.
This Media Day is always the same questions, the same answers. You try to not let anything sneak out there. How do you approach this, knowing that your kids are ready to tackle the football field here in about a week?
Well, you know, this always sort of starts, it sort of kicks it off for us. To coming to this event, you know, it's a high media event. We've got Max Bullough with us this year, along with Chris Norman, who's a 4-year starter, and Andrew Maxwell, our quarterback. So, I think we built a foundation at Michigan State, and we're have an opportunity to compete for championships as we move forward, but certainly it's going to be very competitive, as we understand that.
Talk about the Spartans this year. What do you expect offensively and defensively?
Well, we expect to be good.
Yeah.
You know, but we go into every year saying that, and I think that if you can stay healthy, if you can just stay the course with your plan and not deviate from that too often, you know, you've got a chance. But I think the Legends division is a strong part of the conference, obviously, especially with what's going on with the other two teams in the other division. But it's going to be very competitive. Have great respect for Bo and what he's done, and a great respect for Nebraska when I was at Kansas back in the Glenn Mason days, and against Coach Osborne and everything. I had great respect, and I'd always come home and my wife would say, "Hey, we got the big red machine this week." And I'd say, "Yeah, we do. The big red machine." So that's what we used to call it back home, you know, when I was living in Lawrence, for 4 years. But we should be all right. You know, we've got a good blend of youth. We've only got 10 seniors, but they all play. And we got about 21, 22 juniors that have played a lot of football. We were able to redshirt all of our freshmen last year, except for one. And I think our freshman class was very talented. And I think we have 46 lettermen back, 16 starters, and I think 10 of those 16 had some type of All Big Ten honor. So, we've got some challenges, obviously, with holes to fill, with Cousins leaving, but I think Maxwell is extremely capable. He has outstanding ability, and I really like his makeup as a person, his intangibles. And we lose some people at the wide receiver position, but after that, and they were talented as well, but after that, everybody should we're back in play. Our specialists are back, and strength should be our defense, certainly, our offensive line, our running backs. And we're looking for challenges.
Mark D'Antonio, the head coach at Michigan State, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we were previewing every team, we talked with Paul Conendike about Andrew Maxwell, and he was giving us a story about one of your assistant coaches a couple of years ago saying, watch Kirk Cousins, but be ready to be the leader. They believe that he is going to be able to do that. You're going to miss Kirk Cousins on the field, but he was such a leader on and off the field that has to be addressed, too, about who can replace him. And it sounds like Andrew is at least on the way to being able to do that.
Well, Andrew, we have a council that we elect, much like everybody, you know, our players elect that council, and they do it 4 or 5 times a year. And Andrew's always been a part of that council, and it's the top 12 leaders on our team. So he's always been established in that respect. When we recruited Andrew in 2009, he was that recruiting class, part of that recruiting class. He was an Elite 11 quarterback. He's a 6'7 high jumper. He's 215 pounds. He's got a great arm. He's a very extremely quick learner, very academically gifted, very calm, casual, poised in every respect that he has, and he's been very patient for this opportunity. So it's going to be exciting for him, and, you know, this today will be his first challenge, I guess, but without question, in my mind, when I look around the conference, Andrew would have competed for the starting quarterback position probably at 7 or 8 places in the Big Ten last year.
If they can get through the media, he certainly can get through a football team, right?
Absolutely. You know, I think the biggest thing when you look at him, he's got all the things that you want, and his leadership skills are excellent. He's calm, and the players really like him and respect him. But the thing that Kirk Cousins had last year that Andrew does not have is Kirk had been under the gun on the field in pressure situations where maybe he didn't succeed in 2009. He did in 2010 or in 2011. And Andrew has not been in those crunch situations with the ball on the 10-yard line with 35 seconds to go and 3rd and 7, or 3rd and 10. So I think those are the things that he's got to learn. We opened with Boise on a Friday night, a national TV game, and we play Central Michigan, then Notre Dame comes to our place for another 8 o'clock national TV game. Those games should pay dividends for him throughout the season because he's going to be right on schedule in terms of growing up, as I would say, in those games.
Why did you decide to schedule Boise State when many programs won't?
Well, you know, that was that question was asked of me a couple years ago, you know, in terms of did you want to play? And I feel like if you're a Michigan State or Nebraska, you take on all comers. And I don't think that I say, whoa, wait a minute, I don't want to play Boise. You can't say that. You got to recognize that they're a good football team and they create a challenge. But you also have to understand that know, we have a pretty good football team as well. We've not lost in 2 years at our stadium. And, you know, we'll be ready to play. Got great respect for Boise, especially after watching their film and dealing with them for the last, 5 months, really watching them. But with that said, you know, I think that if you want to be good, you gotta allow yourself to be challenged. And that's a tough opening game, but, 2 years ago or 3 years ago or whatever it was, 2008, we opened with Cal, at Cal. I told everybody, pack a toothbrush and a razor and let's go. I don't even know we brought a razor. But, we were right there at the end of the game, had a chance to win it, didn't win it, but ended up 9-3. So we'll have a good football team. I have no doubt about that. And our players are excited. We've got great chemistry on our football team. I can't say enough about our chemistry. And our staff continuity. We lose no coaches, so we've not lost it. We've lost two coaches. They both become head coaches in my 5 years. So, you know, seven of the nine coaches remain, and really some of the guys have been with me since I've become a head coach at Cincinnati. And so that's a 9-year period.
Last question, and we'll let you get out of here. We have to address not specifically the Nebraska game last year, but with Nebraska coming in and how tough the grind is every week. I mean, you came off Michigan and Wisconsin. Can you now let us into what it was like trying to get prepared to come to Lincoln that week?
Well, I forgot about coming to Lincoln because, you know, I think they fool you because when you walk down that hallway and it's got carpeting and as you're coming out of the visitor's locker room, there's carpeting and there's pictures on the wall and you think you're just going to some kind of meeting room. And at the end of that, there's a stadium you got to play in front of. And I appreciate the Nebraska fans. They're outstanding. We went a little flat. And I think that I don't think that they saw the Michigan State team that played in some other games. But, credit Nebraska. That, you know, usually when those things happen, the other team has something to do with it. And they played extremely well, and especially extremely well on defense.
November 3rd, when we come to Michigan State, same type of thing?
Yeah, same type of thing, except we don't have carpet.
Okay.
You're just going to walk right out. But I tell you what, we have some new things that are going on there. And when you get there, we have we have a $10 million scoreboard going up, and it's, I think it's the fifth one. There's three big ones, but the biggest one is the fifth largest, I think, in the country right now. So you'll be front and center. At least we know that. It'll be a packed house.
I'm guessing there'll be some big numbers on the Michigan State sideline or on the scoreboard more often than not. Coach, thanks so much for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and have a great season. We'll see you in November.
All right, guys. You have a great day.
Thank you
for having me on.
Michigan State coach Mark D'Antonio joining us here. Excellent program at Michigan State and an excellent football team. Doug and Daddy Show live from Chicago. Doug Duna along with Mike Will. This Michigan State team, I mean, if they were in the other division, it'd be them and Wisconsin. You know, they're so good.
Yeah.
They're so good. We didn't even get a chance to get crazy about his defense because that's where everybody's – we've talked about it on the show, but that defense, many people believe, will be the best defense in the conference.
And look, November 3rd, how big a game was that going to be if Nebraska can really stay the course? That game is going to be humongous on November 3rd.
Well, and that's when we were talking with Greg Sharp. That's – for Nebraska, it's the week this year. It's after Michigan.
Yeah.
It's going to be a brutal, brutal stretch there for Nebraska. Wisconsin, Ohio State, at Northwestern, Michigan, Michigan State for the Big Red. I mean,
to go through that unscathed.
And that's why I brought up the part last year where Michigan State had to play those two emotional, huge games and then try to go on the road to Lincoln and keep it going, and it just didn't happen.
The grind of the Big Ten. You know, you see that out of a lot of teams. You know, you got to go 2-3, sometimes 4 weeks in a row where you really just can't take a breath. You know, you can't relax at all.
Well, and that's the funny thing when you talk about going from the old Big 12.
Yeah.
There were some breather games,
yeah.
And there maybe once in a while they were competitive, but you knew Iowa State, for the most part, Kansas. It used to be Missouri. At the end, Colorado. I mean, there were plenty of schools in there. You know, Baylor before Robert Griffin was always a guaranteed win. You knew you were in good shape.
I'm starting to get an uneasy feeling about the Huskers in that UCLA game. You know, just talking to some of the people, and everybody's talking about the Husker schedules and talking about the Big Ten. And when we had Charles Davis on, I just get a funny feeling. Could that be one of our trap games this year? You know, we always have a game where you think, yeah, we should win that game. Is UCLA that game early for us? Is this the game that we're going to stumble early? We haven't stumbled early for a long time.
I don't believe that this team is going to lose any of the first four games. Will they be competitive? Will they be close? You hope that they're good competitive football games and that there will be a couple going into the fourth quarter that could be a little tougher than the rest.
Yeah, you don't want to go into the Big Ten not being tested in the final minutes of a game because you know they're going to come down to the final minute sooner or later. Huh?
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you in part from Big Ten Media Days by Bruce Furniture, Kearney Hastings, Holdridge and Alliance. We're back after this.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.